Thank you for tuning in on the Spark It Up podcast with Jacqueline Nguyen. I am Jacqueline Nguyen. Hello. This is going to be, like most of my podcast episodes, it's just going to be a little session, a transmission, with the only intention to just speak upon what is in the space right now, what is in the field, and any and all of my current themes and what I'm learning from them, so on so forth. So thank you for tuning in, and here we go. So the first thing I wanted to speak upon is noticing the power of light and sound and how healing that could be, and also like a reframe around like the concept of healing. Right? And here's a little background. I spent the past 3 years trying to heal. I'm like, I'm healing. I'm in my healing era. Heal, 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 heal. Like I'm broken or something. But like, what if that is a lower, not to make it wrong or anything, but I saw how healing, taking on healing, kind of stifled my growth, if that makes any sense. It's like I'm healing from a broken place, but am I really broken? No, I can empower myself instead. Because if I'm broken, that means I would be dead. And if I'm healing, yeah, I can get new concepts. Yeah, I can release some trauma. Yeah, I can release those stories. But at the same time, it's like the truth is that we're creating our lives each and every moment, each and every day, each and every second. You just choose to think differently. You choose to live differently. You choose to interact with other people differently. You choose to see the lesson in every interaction, the lesson in every emotion, and just choose from there. Choose to be open, choose to do it differently, rather than living inside the stories we tell ourselves, you know? And sometimes we know those stories. Like, I was one, I would say, like, since 2016, I know all of my stories. I know, not all of them, let's just say, but taking on that I haven't healed from them, or, oh, I went past, I thought I healed from this, or, like, you know, healing goes in waves, like grief goes in waves and things like that. And it's just like, okay, how can I reframe this to be less pressure, less force, and with more love, right? More compassion, more grace. And so here's what I found out. One, is that knowledge inherently organizes itself. What does that mean? Sometimes when we go into spaces of healing, we're like learning all this new language and we're like, whoa, research mode, nerd alert, let's go learn some more. And we learn 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 and we're like, I have to write this down. I want to learn this. I want to ingrain this forever. I have to generate this forever. When I say generate, I just mean like affirmations, like repeating it to myself in the mirror or every morning so that I know where I stand. Right? Making it so real and making it so into form that that's just who I'm creating myself to be. But at the same time, how about once we hear the knowledge, if we're present enough for it, then just trust that the knowledge will inherently organize itself and metabolize itself in our bodies. Yeah? All we need to do is be so present to receive it. And sometimes we receive it so much that we cling on to it. We cling on to it. We're like, I want to take this as mine. I want to take it forever. I'm going to take this with me. And then you write it down and you're like, where did I write that? What is that? Like, you know, kind of just forcing it. And just so I went into a new space, and instead of my old self collecting information, writing every single thing down, like downloading all the slides in the workbooks and doing all the things, right? Being the number one A student, like I'm going to get an A in this, but nobody's actually grading me other than seeing if I can actually apply it in my life. And so how about, and this is what I tried on too, I just was like so deeply present. And that in and of itself is a completely different experience for me. You just start to walk around your life and you begin to start weaving in and piecing in the knowledge that you have acquired. And it naturally will do whatever it needs to do. You know, you naturally would take whatever you need that resonates with you. And so that's the other thing that today in this week, like on my planner, I'm like, I want to learn more about resonance. And here's where it comes back to light and sound, right? Vibrations, resonance. If you are in resonance with a vibe, a feeling, not even a feeling, but like a vibe of the room, or like if you see opportunities come to you, that's because you are in resonance. You're in the same frequency as that. And so another learning aspect is the concept of contrast. And I mentioned this in one of my friend's podcasts. If you haven't listened to it already, it's about my domestic violence abuse situation and how I've gained some radiance and presence out of that. It's on Dr. Trish's podcast. So just look up Dr. Trish, find my name, Jacqueline, in it, and you'll find it there. I believe it's her second one, her second episode, which I'm so honored. Anyway, more on contrast in that episode, but a little bit of it here. Contrast just shows us, it gives us, we're in Earth school. We live in a life of polarity where there's sun, there's a moon, there's, you know, good and bad, right, wrong, light and dark. Like, that's how we learn in Earth school. And so sometimes life gives us contrast so that we're able to learn the polarity, learn the duality, and learn what we prefer instead. So sometimes the contrast comes up, have it be like these bad emotions and feelings, right? Like if you have anger showing up, that is an opportunity for you to see what you prefer instead. It's an opportunity to see what kind of boundaries do you need to set? What would you prefer instead out of that situation? So wow, I feel like I'm just like, pew, 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 pew. So let's just try that on. Try on knowledge inherently organizes itself. So let's say if you're listening to all these podcasts and you're just letting it simmer, right? You're being fully present with the words, that with the resonance, the energy that comes out of what I am saying or whoever you're listening to is saying. Even while watching somebody speak about something, you can trust that your own mechanism, your own success mechanism. Ooh, that's another thing I need to touch on too. Your own success mechanism will find what it resonates with, and then it will inherently organize itself in your life, and then everything will just fall into place for you. And this is really refreshing, this concept, this idea, this new language, this new way of looking at things, feeling at things, what? Anyway, it's a new way to see life, because then you get the force out. And I think more and more now, every single time I go on social media and I get a feel for what the collective is feeling, all of the collective is just feeling like ick about all this forceful stuff, right? We're feeling that. We can sense that in someone. We can honor now other people's sovereignty, other people's choices. We can even speak to, like, you know, when you have friends that say, like, I know, like, you know, this is for me, but I know this is, you know, you still have to think about it for yourself. Like, we honor that. We love that. We love when people can hold us in spaces where we can make our own choices and not be like swayed into thinking their own way, or like thinking their way. Or, you know, I feel like the boxes that we all put ourselves in are starting to dissipate, and the world doesn't know what to do with it. And I think that is a beautiful thing. I think this is such a beautiful thing. It's such a great time to be alive right now. So anyway, I have to run to my next appointment, and I hope this has you percolating, like inside your heart, just something. Ooh, before I leave though, I did mention success mechanism. When the success mechanism I'm talking about is that purpose, right? So you were born as a human being, just like a seed is going, excuse me if I don't have the right language for this or like the technical language for this, but like think about like an acorn is like a seed for a tree, an oak tree. That acorn's success is to become an oak tree. No matter what happens, that is going to become an oak tree, right? So you have the success mechanism that works, that is working for you, for your highest potential. So there's no reason why you're a human being here on this planet being born and there's no potential. There's like, that's just like unheard of. That is just like, no, you're not just here to be a robot. You are here to unearth your highest potential. And that mechanism, that machinery is always working for you. This is what I mean by what knowledge inherently organizes itself. So when you feed it, if you're in the spaces where there is some knowledge or some energy, some resonance that will help you develop your potential, it's automatically going to happen no matter what. There is nothing necessarily for you to work on, for you to force yourself to do, for you to hustle yourself into. That doesn't work anymore. And hopefully that can give you some time to relax into it, to enjoy yourself and to just be present with yourself. And I think the world is starting to realize that when we avoid being with ourselves and we just like try to force things to happen, it never works out in the ways that we want it to. So can we just like let go of that armor, let go of that force, that push, and just let yourself be pulled? I hope that resonates. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, well, one, if it does make sense, please hop in, like check in my Instagram and see, share with me. I would love to have this conversation with anybody. Okay. Two, I have to run. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.